Unit 2. Pages 18 and 19. Reading. Classical is best.
From Gustav Hintmann to Festival Committee. Subject, Music Program. Dear Festival Committee, the kind of music that we include in our festival is very important, and it is absolutely essential that we get it right. Obviously, the music program must include a wide variety of events that will appeal to many different kinds of people. But at the same time, I feel that the festival should not attract people who do not really know anything about music. I know some people will argue in favor of including pop music, but classical music is far more appropriate. We have the school's reputation for excellence to consider, and we should not put this at risk. The first point is that classical music is superior to any other type of music. It is called classical for a reason. It stands the test of time, and people have been playing it, listening to it, and appreciating it for centuries. They know it is the best. Next, we want to attract a broad audience. With the classical genre, that is no problem at all. There is such a wide variety of music types, composers, instruments, and orchestras within the classical repertoire that we could run a classical program for years and not repeat ourselves. With a range from early music quartets to 70-piece orchestras and everything in between, frankly, we will be spoiled for choice. Having attracted people to the festival, we want them to come to more than one kind of event. The audience for classical music is an educated group of people who will understand and appreciate other art forms. They will be loyal and enthusiastic supporters of other festival events, such as ballet and art exhibitions. The field of classical music contains outstandingly talented musicians. It must be clear to everyone that this is what we need in order to establish a good musical reputation for the festival. I am in a unique position to help here. My uncle conducts a small London-based chamber orchestra. I asked him if he would be able to bring his orchestra to our festival, and he said he would. This is very exciting. The orchestra is well known internationally and has had some exceptionally good reviews recently. I'm attaching some photos taken at the Berlin Festival. I've got some recordings you can listen to as well. Finally, it is important to point out that a classical repertoire is essential for all school students as part of their general education, and especially in helping them to develop a truly discerning taste in music. More than 70% of students in this school play an orchestral instrument, and they will benefit enormously from seeing professional orchestras perform live. Some people will present pop music as being a desirable part of the program because lots of people enjoy it. It is true, lots of people do enjoy it. A tune catches on and you hear it on the radio, on TV, on the internet, and even in the supermarket. You hear it everywhere. Then, suddenly, it's gone. It's only popular for a short time. Pop music has no staying power, and justifiably so. Most of it is not worth listening to more than a few times. People say that there are lots of great pop performers. There probably are, but that's all they are, great performers. The point is that the music has little merit. It all sounds the same. It is basically guitars and drums and not much else. I heard a pop star being interviewed the other day. The reporter asked him how he wrote his music. He said that he couldn't even read music and did it all by ear. What will this type of performer add to the standard of the festival? The point will be made that pop music will attract a larger, younger audience. It's true. The City Pop Festival attracted an average of 4,000 people to most events. I asked the head teacher if we had a space big enough for such a large audience, and she said that we did not. Some people would bring up the idea that pop music is more fun, but this is not an advantage. A young and inexperienced audience will get overexcited and may start to behave badly. I asked the school caretaker if he had ever had trouble with pop concerts, and he said he had, but fortunately not at this school. However, an overexcited audience is definitely something we want to avoid. Somebody might try to make the case that pop celebrities will give the school publicity. Again, this may be true, but we have to remind ourselves that things can go wrong. Celebrities often show off and look terrible. They are notoriously unreliable, cannot keep to a schedule, and may drop out at the last moment. There's every chance that the school's reputation could suffer. I conclude by emphasizing the superiority of classical music and the dependability of classical musicians and the classical music audience. With this choice, the school's reputation and the events are guaranteed. In contrast, pop stars and their fans have little musical education or expertise, and the behavior of both the performers and their audience is potentially a complete disaster. You wouldn't want to risk the school's reputation, would you? I hope you will think over my point of view and feel able to embrace a purely classical program. Best wishes, Gustav, Assistant Conductor, School Orchestra.